Prime Minister Narendra Modi is front and centre at this inauguration in New Delhi. The ceremony marked the opening of India's new parliament building.
Friends, this is not just a building. It is a reflection of the dreams and aspirations of 1.4 billion Indians. It is a temple of our democracy, which gives a message of India's strong resolve to the world.
Modi took a central role in the inauguration that many in his party, the BJP, say is entirely appropriate for the man who's led the country for nearly a decade.
In this case, he is from the BJP, but that doesn't mean he is the Prime Minister for BJP. He is the Prime Minister of the whole country.
But 19 opposition parties boycotted the event. They say that such a prestigious role should have been led by the President, the head of state, not a man they view as a threat to democracy.
You undermine the soul of the parliament so badly. So how can you expect to leave a legacy behind when you've done everything to throttle democracy in the parliament and outside the parliament?
The old parliament building was built by the British in 1927, 2 decades before independence. But it had outgrown its role as the home of the largest democracy in the world. The new parliament complex is at the heart of a $2.4 billion building project and gives the legislature 3 times as much space and 500 more seats. But Indian democracy might need more than just physical space.
If we want our parliamentary democracy to work well, not only will we need a new building, but we'll also need that spirit of cooperation, consensus between the ruling party and opposition, so that the spirit of deliberation and debate is retained.
In March, there were protests in the old parliament when opposition leader Rahul Gandhi was expelled. Scenes like this have prompted many to believe that Indian democracy needs more than just a new home. Tony Cheng, Al Jazeera.